just dropped off my daughter at school. She is going to a private school, and we are super stoked about that because she's going to get a good education. This would not have been possible had we not gotten out of debt and gotten a handle on our money and started being responsible with our money a few years back. We've gotten on this plan by Dave Ramsey, and we're on baby step 3. If you don't know who Dave Ramsey is, just look up his name and you'll find him real quick on the internet. He's very popular on YouTube, on Facebook, everywhere you can find him. But right now, we're in the process of saving an emergency fund, and then eventually, and then baby step 4, 5, and 6, we're going to start reinvesting in retirement, paying off our home, and putting away for our children's college fund. But the reason why I'm making this video is because I had these thoughts in my mind, and I wanted to put them on wax. I wanted to record it so that way I can share with you guys. Eventually, I plan on putting all these thoughts that I put online. I plan on putting them in a book, and eventually I'll have a book with my thoughts in there, some prayers, you know, stuff that life experience that I've been going through, and what's helping me and my wife out along the way, my family along the way. The basic gist of this, of my point, is for this whole recording here, is that God gives us the power and ability to build wealth. Think about that. He gives us power and ability to build wealth. Now, ability, when I think about that, that means like my body, like my mind, everything that I am, that God has created me physically as a person to work. That is the ability. Like you yourself, you're the ability. It's you, you know. Your wife, your family, or whoever you're working with, you're the ability. He gives you the thoughts, the knowledge, the strength to build wealth, and the power and ability. So upon creating wealth along the way, one of the things that we found is that debt keeps us from building wealth. And one of the reasons why is because, think about it. If you borrow money, and usually nowadays you have to pay back interest. So basically who you're making wealthy is the person you're borrowing money from. Right? And we're buying possessions, yes. Like we buy a home on a loan. We buy a car on a loan. A car is probably not the best choice because it goes down in value. It doesn't appreciate like a home does. So a home is a good purchase because it's generating wealth for you along the way. And this is what I've learned. I do not own a home myself, but we're in the process of being homeowners for the first time, and we're going to pay cash. We're not going to get any loans. We decided that it's not smart to get loans for anything, for any reason. Therefore, we decided to not take that route in buying our first home. So we're going to save up cash to buy our first home. Yes, you heard that right. We're going to save up cash to buy our first home. And I'm not the person to try to tell you that this is easy, because it's not. It's hard. It takes hard work. It takes ability and power that God has given us. It also takes self-control. It takes the fruits of God's spirit that he gives you through Jesus Christ. You got self-control, gentleness, peace, patience, kindness. All those things you're able to manifest whenever we use the ability and the power that God has given us to build wealth. And the power and ability to do anything, anything good, and be diligent. Like say you want to be a good father or a good mother, it doesn't take money. You know, it takes discipline. You discipline your child. You spend time with them. You know, that doesn't cost any money. So this is just in the case of finances. In the place that I'm at now, my daughter is going to a private school, and one of the reasons why I'm stoked about this is because my wife and I, we didn't have the chance to do that. We had public school, and we would think like, oh, I wish I went to private school, that we had a better education. I wish I would have known this, I would have known that. You know, all those regrets are out the window. They're gone. That doesn't affect us anymore. You know, we decided like to choose the way of life through Jesus Christ, like forgiveness. Forgiveness is key. It's huge. When you forgive yourself, regret, you know, that's just something that you remember, but then you repent of it, you know, don't even think about it. Just, you know, it's your past. It's your past. Continue on your present, you know, and build, create plans for the future. So here's another point that I'd like to talk about. Is a question, actually. Why do we apologize for being wealthy? Or why do you apologize for being wealthy? Why do I apologize? Why do we have this thinking that we have to apologize for having wealth when God gives us the ability and the power to get wealth? He wants, it's like he wants us to be wealthy. He says, here, I made you, I created you, go make wealth. Why are we apologizing if God, that's what God wants us to do? I think it's because there's a society that teaches us, oh, if you have money, you're bad, you're evil. You know, and I'm not saying that, you know, it, just because you have wealth, you're this most righteous person, you know. What I'm saying is, if God gives us the ability and the power to do it, why not? Why not get wealthy? Why not have money and enjoy it, as Solomon says in chapter 5, after his recollection of seeing that wealth is, it's not about wealth, it's not about fame, it's not about all this. He comes to the conclusion that it's, yeah, you can enjoy your stuff, but at the same time, keep God at the center and don't forget about him. You know, he's the one that gives you the power and ability to build wealth. So why apologize? Why say, I'm sorry for being wealthy, or I'm sorry, you know, or even like... When you have more money, you have more money to give. You can give that money away to, you know, a poor person that may need clothes or hygiene equipment or, you know, an education. Create a scholarship fund, you know, give away $1,000 to some kid that's trying to make it out of the, you know, get out of the ghetto and, you know, trying to make good for their life and go to college, you know. To get a degree in finance or a degree in computers or something that's going to make them money whenever they get out of college, you know? So it's like the parable of the talents. You know, and you knew that I was going to bring this up. I mean, it comes up. It's like there's four or five different guys in the parable. One, he gives so much money. You know, the second one, he gives so much money or talents or whatever. The third one or whatever. He leaves away on vacation. The first couple, they invest the money. They make more money than what it was given to him. And the last one, he just dug it in the ground. Didn't create interest. It probably depreciated in value because money, as you know, if you leave it in savings without gaining any interest, it's going to depreciate because throughout time, money increases. You know, the value of money increases. So if you leave it in there, it's like, you're wanting it to depreciate. So basically the owner comes back, he sees the first few and they're like, oh, that's pretty good what you did. I like you invested here, you made more money for me. You invested here, you made more money for me, right? The last one, he's like, dude, send this guy away. Take his money that he had, give it to one that made the most money so he can make me more money. I think about the owner as God. It's God's money, you know what I mean? God gives the power and the ability to build wealth, you know, for the sake of building his kingdom and being and showing the light, shedding the light, shining the light. You know, we can enjoy our wealth. You know, we can enjoy the fruits of our labor. Just, you know, give the first fruits of your labor to God. You can enjoy it. So it's like, why do we got to apologize for it? Why do we got to apologize for being wealthy? Why do we got to apologize for wanting to get wealth? You know, God gives us the power and ability. I can't stress that enough. And it's like, I think people get mad at us because it's like, oh, this person has a lot of money and, you know, how come I don't have money? And my thought is, dude, we worked for this money. We worked hard. We sacrificed, you know, my wife, working 60 to 70 hours a week away from home. You know, you don't even get to see your child, but like 2 to 3 days. This is sacrifice, guys, and it's not easy. You know, eventually it'll get to a point where it's like we have enough wealth to be able to spend more time with one another, to be able to give more, you know. So don't apologize, guys, for trying to get wealth, for trying to get wealthy. You know, just don't forget God in the process, that he has given you the power and ability to build wealth. Check out the podcast, the YouTube channel, the Facebook, Instagram. Find me anywhere, you guys. Thanks for listening. Have a good one. Thank you.